So that is the tune that you really have to know, because that summarizes everything we're going to do at the Seder. Kadesh, we do Kiddush. Uhur Chatz, we wash our hands. Why do we wash our hands? In anticipation of the Karpas. We will take a vegetable and dip it in salt water. Then Yachatz, we split the matzah in half. Magid, we say over that. Godah, Magid, Rachta, we wash our hands again for the meal. Motzi, you make the blessing of a motzi. Matzah, you make the blessing of Achilas Matzah. Maror, you make the blessing on eating the Maror. Korech, you make the sandwich. Shulchan Orech, you have the meal. Tzofen, you take out the hidden matzah and eat afikoman. Barech, you make an after blessing. Nirtzah, you say the concluding songs, asking Hashem that our favor will find favor in His eyes. Our Seder will find favor in His eyes. Now, why is this important? Because right now we are not yet having the model Seder. The model Seder begins after Ma'ariv. What are we having now? We're having the model Eve of the Seder. So for the model Eve of the Seder, which happens to be very, very important, and those of you who have participated in our Seder previous years know that this is one of the most important and one of the most fun and educational parts of the Seder, and that is the preparation. So I was saying to myself, what do you need for a model Seder, for a model Eve of the Seder and for a model Seder? So easy. Kadesh, Kiddush. So I need Kiddush cups. I need grape juice. Urchatz, I need to be able to wash. I need water. I need a vessel. Karpas, I need a vegetable to dip into the salt water, and I need salt for salt water. Yachatz, I split the matzah. Okay, I'm going to need matzahs. We know that. Magid, we need hagados. Okay, we have hagados in there for all of you. Do you guys have hagados? Do you guys have matzah? Well, you're going to be guests, but you should bring your own Haggadah, kosher for Passover Haggadah, without little crumbs of the crackers you were eating while you were learning that Haggadah, right? So don't eat crumbs over a Haggadah you're going to use at the Seder. Keep it kosher for Passover. So Magid, you're going to need you should have your own Haggadah with an English translation. Magid Rochtzo, we're going to wash our hands again for the meal. Motzi, you're going to make blessing of a motzi and matzah. Now, in our preparatory part for the Seder, we try to divide it into two things that we try to accomplish. We try to accomplish, number one, preparing the actual foods. So Yishakach to Yehuda, our mommy and down, who prepared cooked eggs for us, and roasted lamb for us. Did you roast anything for us? No roasted pitas of meat. I was supposed to bring that. We do that corresponding to the roasted meat we had when we had the Paschal offering. But there are two other things which we will try to do before Ma'ariv. And that is as follows. Number one, we want to understand the measurements we're going to deal with tonight. Meaning, a lot of the mitzvahs of tonight involve understanding the halachic measurements. You're going to have to eat matzah. How much matzah do you eat? You're going to eat maror. How much maror do you eat? So we know that matzah, you're supposed to eat a kezayis, the volume of an olive of matzah. How much is... So our olives have been diminished. We're uncertain because the Talmud gives us a measurement based on hands and thumbs and a measurement based on olives and eggs. And the two do not correspond. In the days of the Talmud, they were identical. The Talmud takes a measurement of a mikvah. And it says, here, measure a mikvah with your hand lengths, and this is the size of the mikvah. Here, this is how many eggs fit into that mikvah. Problem, you need double the amount of eggs and double the amount of olives to get, when you measure by hand, that size of a mikvah. So we are uncertain what happened. One understanding says, well, go with the volume of your eggs and your olives and you're fine. That's the more lenient opinion. The other opinion says, no, you see that your olives and eggs must be smaller than the olives and eggs in the days of the Talmud. So if their olive was half an egg, so our olive equals an egg. If their egg was like this, if our egg is like this, so their egg was double this size. So that's where we're unclear. And in order to understand what we're supposed to do, so there are going to be a few places where this comes up. Let's begin. Where does it come up? Kiddush. Every week you make kiddush. Every time you drink something, you need to drink the volume of a revius in order to make an after blessing. How much is a revius? An egg and a half. But how much is that? So we're going to measure tonight how much our eggs, what are the size of our eggs, and then we'll know that with rabbinic mitzvot, we go with the more lenient opinion, we go with the volume of our eggs, and with biblical mitzvot, we go with the more stringent opinion. So tonight, we have some biblical mitzvot. when we eat the matzah, that's a biblical mitzvah, the eating of the matzah. So then we have to eat the larger volume, meaning I have to eat the volume of an egg worth of matzah. Okay, how much is that? So another thing we're going to do tonight is crunch up matzahs and start measuring. Once we have a volume, once we have a measurement of how big an egg is, how big an olive is, then we're going to see how does that translate into our machine matzahs and hand matzahs. I don't have this year. Mitzchem, join us next year. We'll have hand matzah for you. This year we're all out of hand matzah. Or you could check previous year's model seders. There we did it with hand matzahs too. So what we're trying to understand, you have a mitzvah to eat matzah tonight, a biblical mitzvah. So you have to eat the volume of an olive, ancient olives, twice the size of our olives, basically the size of our eggs. That's how much matzah you have to eat for the mitzvah of matzah at the beginning of the meal and the mitzvah of matzah at the end of the meal, the afikoma. What about the maror that you eat tonight? So you also have to eat the volume of an olive, a kezias. So maror is rabbinic. The only biblical mitzvah to eat maror is together with the paschal offering. Now that we no longer have a paschal offering, so our obligation to eat maror is rabbinic. So we can eat the smaller volume. But how much is that? So we have what many people use as maror, otherwise known as chasa or lettuce. You guys familiar with this vegetable, yes? This vegetable, which has a lot of creepy crawly creatures in it when bought at an ordinary shuk, which you won't see when you take them stalk. You don't see it ordinarily, but if you can clean it, so this one only has mud on it. It has to be washed. But sometimes if you put it on your hand for a few minutes, the bugs will come off and start crawling on your hands because they like the warmth of your hand. And then you could see them on the green, you don't see them. These are special pieces of lettuce that Rav Tzion HaKohen, yeah, the bugs are green. Rav Tzion HaKohen and the Badatz Eida Haredis and a whole bunch in Rav Kamenetsky, Rav Yo Kamenetsky, and Rav Yo Shvartz. Here you have four separate bodies that tell you that it's bug-free. Just make sure to rinse it off because new bugs get a, come on, bugs that come off with the rinsing. The regular bugs don't come off with the rinsing, meaning if you homegrown lettuce, so then you have all these little green bugs that they'll stay on even if you rinse them off. So, well, you won't rinse them off. You'll rinse, but they won't come off. Here we only have a lot of dirt. So we have to clean our lettuce, and then we're going to have to try to figure out, on a leaf like this, is this the volume of an olive? So you would say yes. Now let's see. Would you still say yes? That's pretty close, yeah? Okay. So I didn't crunch it up enough, but it's close, right? So after we crunch it up, We have a picture how much lettuce we have. So it's easier with the stalk. That's not as crunchable, right? I'm talking about the spine of the leaf. Yeah? Then you know you have the volume. You take this part of the leaf, you don't have that much once you fold it up. Right? Okay. And I didn't even fold it well. So, what?
How do you crush up this thing? Rabbis, you say that the lettuce is
bug-free? The rabbi, they grow it in a special way to keep it bug-free. Meaning, grown naturally, it won't be bug-free. They grow it in a special way. There's a whole science to it. Okay, sometimes hydroponics, I mean, there are different ways to attain it, but at the end of the day, there's a science to it. So what we're going to do now is we're going to first try to understand the measurements. After we do the measurements, hopefully we will have time, we'll move forward. Previously, we would take a ribeisen, otherwise known in Yiddish as a grate, backwards, right? Ribeisen is in Yiddish. In English, it's a grate. And we take horseradish and grind it. Now, why do I do that? First of all, because I'm an Ashkenazi. So that's my custom. That's the harain we use. Secondly, because I don't often get to see you guys cry. And when you grate the horseradish, guys will attest, and I have pictures from every year, that the guys are standing here with big smiles and tears coming down their eyes. Because as you grate the horseradish, the bitterness of that, right? Joe, were you here last year? No. Okay, good thing you're here this year. Okay. So we do it twice. We do it at the model seder, and we do it for the real thing in my house. Those of you who need a place for the seder, speak to me fast, because you're a day late, but we'll see what we can do about it. So at any rate, we would grate the horseradish and then we'd measure how much is the kezias of horseradish. This year, the stores do not yet have horseradish, so we will not be able to grate our horseradish. So what we do have is, let's start again. Kadesh urchatz karvas yachatz magid rotzo motzi matzo Maron korev shulchan orev sambum barev halemitza. What we do have is kaddish. For kiddush, we will have to find out how much is the volume of an egg, and then we will find out how much is the volume of a revius. How do we do that? You guys know how to do displacement. You fill this up with water. You see the mark it comes up to, how many milliliters. And then you put in an egg and see how much it went up. Make sure the egg is totally immersed. Each of you will receive an egg. Hold on to that egg, because traditionally at the Seder we eat an egg. So you're going to have that egg as part of your Seder meal. Now, making believe I was Sephardi, I brought a lot of rice, because that happens to be the leftover food they had in the Hesder Shivatish in the afternoon. But at Ashkenazi Sturm, you will not have rice, right? That's Ashkenazi, we don't eat rice on Pesach. But this way you guys can eat something at the Seder, you don't just eat matzah. I have rice and potatoes, but that's just because that's what the Hesder Yeshiva had leftovers, so I brought you guys some food. I guess we'll eat later at the Seder itself. It gets better every year. Next year, who knows, maybe we'll have steak. Okay, we don't eat roast at the Seder, because it's very clear that we do not have a temple, and we don't want to get confused and think that, we have a Paschal offering here. So we don't eat it. And Amayeki, so us Germanic Jews, the Hechsher, won't even say Kosher LePesach, because they don't want people to think it's kosher as a Paschal offering. So they have another way of wording it. Okay, count on the Yekis to find another one. Okay.
You mean on the piece of meat itself?
On the piece of meat itself. It won't say kosher LePesach. The Yekis are careful about that one.
What does it say?
Okay. What does it say? I guess kosher LeAchila BeChaga Pesach or something like that. Now they add a few words to make sure it's clear. This isn't the Paschal offering. Okay, so first things first. We need to start measuring. How much is the volume of a standard egg? Each of you will get an egg. We will measure it with the peel, even though that's not so obvious that the volume of an egg means with the peel. And then we will compare notes, what everyone got. Next, so Kadesh, in order to do Kiddush, we need wine or grape juice. My recommendation, guys, can you listen clearly? Okay, I'm an old man, at least much older than most of you. Most of you. I have been to many more Sedarim and seen many more people than most of you. And we have a lot of big powerhouses here who tell me they could hold their liquor. Prove it any other night but the Seder night. Every year, we have guys who drink wine for the first two cups, and after you drink wine on an empty stomach, and believe me, your stomach will be empty because you won't have too much to eat the day before Pesach. After you drink wine on an empty stomach, you will not last till 1, 2 in the morning, when all the fun begins and all the singing at the end of the Seder goes. People really miss out on the greatest part of the Seder. The stories are fun, the meal is fun, but the songs after the Seder, that's what most kids remember. And most guys at Machon Meir never, they don't last to the end of the Seder. And I've had tens, if not hundreds already, of guys at my house. Do me a favor, drink grape juice. You want your wine, drink it by day, drink it at other meals. Seder night, stick to grape juice. I recommend not. You want to drink wine afterwards. You want to drink wine? Okay. Tomorrow, not even at the meal. Do me a favor. It's once a year. Most people do not last. It's so hard to have the koach, to be able to sing. And you guys have to learn these songs, because for your children, this is really the life of the Seder. My kids are waiting. All my cousins, we all remember the laughing and the singing as big families. We'd sit together at the end of the Seder, the Echad Miyodea, the challenges, who's going to be able to say it quicker. There's a fun part of the Seder that people miss because they drink wine. And it's a very important part of the Seder. And the Seder is the pivotal night of the year, as we'll discuss later tonight. So do me a favor, leave the wine for a different night. Seder night, go with the minig here in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone else drinks grape juice. I know in Chutzlars people drink wine. I know I've been to so many Sedarim where all those people who like that heavy Malaga, well, they're heavy. Boom, they're out during the Seder. No, guys, don't do that. It's not right. It's not right. You have an obligation to yourself, to your families. You have to be up tonight. So wine is not the way to go on the Seder night. So we are going to measure now. Could you run and fill this halfway? And we will start measuring the volume of an egg. Next, kadesh, burchat, karpa. So we dip a vegetable, a green vegetable, in salt water. So I will give someone a container. Yehuda, do we have salt? Where's the salt? Who else needs an egg? Here we go. Finish giving out all that. Very good. No? Okay. Next, we will make the salt water. Number three, karpas. We dip a vegetable in salt water. So we need someone to go out and clean the vegetables. Here we go. Remind me your name. Moshe. I should have known that. Moshe Kaplan, you see? I'm getting there. I'm an old man, but somehow I remember eventually. Come, Moshe, you take all these peppers, wash them, and bring them back. This one looks like it might be rotten, so look before you stick your hand in the fish. Find a worm. Moshe, this one looks like it might have a worm. Wash them on the outside and knife. Slice them open. Ask you that we have knives in there. Okay, next. Alon, come. Take the lettuce. Wash the lettuce really well. We're all counting on you and eating your lettuce. Have some lettuce. Go wash it, please. Next. What's your name? Remind me.
Are we really
going to
eat this?
I don't know. Also, Alon. Two Alons in one class. You're going to eat everything, just not yet. Okay, Alon, come. Grab some apples. Why do we need apples? Gentlemen, what do we need apples for? Alon, don't disappear yet. What are we doing with the apples? What are we doing with the apples? Gentlemen, why is haroset so important?
It's symbolic for the...
Why is haroset so important? So haroset is important for... A few reasons. Okay.
It's good on the
number one, as you guys will tell tonight, haroses is absolutely delicious. All Pesach, long wheat, matzah with haroses. But that's not really number one. I'm joking. What's number one? So our sages said that the maror can sometimes have harmful effects. And in order to preclude those harmful effects, the maror must be dipped in the haroses. We dip it and then take it out and clean it. Here you go. You can clean two things. Okay. Number one, go measure your egg, write down your measurement, and pass it onward. Measure it in milliliters. So number two, when we were in Egypt, the straw that broke the prayer's back, so to speak, was the haroset. What was the haroset? The haroset is symbolic of the mortar. You had a wife and her husband standing making mortar as the broken pieces of... hay were piercing through their legs and their own blood was mixing into the mortar. And the Egyptians said, we want you to produce more mortar than that. They took their own baby, threw it under their feet, and there they were standing with their baby's blood mixing with their own blood as they are forced to make that mortar. And the two of them stood there weeping as they see their baby suffocating to death, seeing his blood with their blood, and the Egyptians are beating them, and they started praying. And it was that prayer that pierced the heavens that Hashem said, that's it. It was that moment. And so we commemorate that moment with the haroses. As you will see in the middle of the Seder, we pour wine into the haroses to remember how the Jews suffered as they saw the blood swirling in the mortar that they were themselves making. So what is haroses made out of? Haroses is made out of dates, so we saved the work of grinding up the dates. We bought pre-ground dates and apples and cinnamon and wine. So that we will grind up apples. It's another good thing to do with the grape. And Alon, if you could wash the apples really well and put them in here, that'll be fantastic. Thank you very much. Every one of you should write down your measurements. How much your kibbutz, how much your egg came out. Guys, hustle. We got to go to Maariv in 15 minutes. We also use egozim. I forgot. Where are our egozim? We also put walnuts inside. Okay, you look like you're looking for something to do. Come, grind up our egozim. Okay, thank you. Yeah, but back there. Not so I don't, so the recorder doesn't get it. Break it up in a bag so it doesn't go flying all over, okay? Okay.